listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Premier hasn't ruled out beefing up tougher stop-and-search laws to curb knife crime in WA. It follows the Bondi Junction incident on Saturday and last night's Western Sydney stabbing. Roger Cook says Queensland's laws have shown promising signs.
Well, it's certainly something we're looking at. The knife-related laws that they have in Queensland seem to have been very effective in terms of confiscating, I think, well over 250 knives on the Gold Coast. So that's obviously something that we're paying close attention to.
Farmers aren't being left with enough water to finish their crops off. That's just one example of the dire situation facing producers amid a dangerously dry season, prompting an urgent meeting tomorrow morning in the southwest. Local farmer Bevan Eats says he's spoken to others in the industry who agree it's the worst they've ever seen it.
Myself personally, we've only had 4 mm of rain from October through till now, and you know the reality is we're running out of food.
Drivers are being urged to take extra caution following a spike in animal collision cases during winter. RAC figures revealing April was the highest month for claims last year, followed by May, July, then June, commonly occurring during sunrise and nightfall. The group's Glenn Walker says there's a particular animal jumping around during this time of year.
Kangaroos featured in 88% of animal collision claims last year. Given they can travel up to 70 kilometres an hour, kangaroos pose a major risk on some of our roads.
In sport, mark your calendars. The Men's Country Week Footy Championships are back for 2024. The annual competition announced for July 12th. The Southwest is looking to go back-to-back after claiming the title last year. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.